Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. Glad that we can be together again this beautiful Sunday morning. This morning I want to talk about praise and not praising others. That's certainly a good thing to do and it needs to be done. And sometimes we even praise ourselves a little bit to build ourselves up. Not ridiculously and certainly not boastfully to others. But what I want to talk about this morning is praising God. Praising God. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name." Boy, that just sounds great. And, you know, there's times where we start talking and we just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, and we seldom struggle with words to say when we're talking with someone or even making small talk. But, you know, sometimes I think when we go to prayer in God that sometimes I feel like Satan himself is fighting against us, or I certainly feel that way sometimes, that it's a struggle, and I just sometimes find it hard to, what can I say or what should I say, and how many times has God heard this before, and man, do I have to always come up with new things? Well, I want you to know that the Bible is full of things that we can praise God for. And I came across something this week while I was studying about praise and about prayer. And it was an article called 31 Ways to Praise. 31 Ways to Praise. And it's by a man by the name of Bob Hostetler. And, you know, he talks about how he has taken various scriptures and turn that into something that he calls praise starters, things that kind of get him going in his praise of God. And he's developed 31 of these different scriptures that we can start off our prayers with or incorporate in our prayers to specifically praise God. You know, I'll tell you what, there's no one more worthy of our praise. And so this morning, I want to share some of these scriptures with you that I found in this article, and I just loved them, and I want to start doing this in my life. So let's just start off this morning with the first one. Of course, always going back to the beginning is a good place to start. And so from the fact that God created us, we can praise God as our creator. And I love this verse from Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 6. "Creator God, I praise you because you made the heavens, even the highest heavens and all the starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." What a great way to praise God for all the things that He's made. And, you know, within that verse in and of itself, you can praise God for the many huge, majestic things, the stars, the planets, the universe, all the way down to the smallest cells of our body, the most intricate things. And as you learn about the intricacies of biology and ecology and everything else, chemistry and physics and all the ways that God has created everything, it's just something to praise Him with and to get excited that He did this for us. He was the one that did these things. God, the Creator. Another one this morning. The only God. You know, there's not a bunch of different gods. There's only one God. And from Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 5, a prayer starter could go something like this. God, I praise you because you are the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from you, there is no God. So from Isaiah 45 and verse 5, to turn that verse into a prayer starter and a praise starter and say, God, you're the only God. There is no other. And I'm going to put my trust in you, and I'm going to praise you because you are the one that did all these things and not a whole bunch of other gods. And so I'm glad that there's only one God. And that number three this morning, he is Almighty God. Almighty God. From Psalm 89 and verse 8, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and I praise you. Praise God because he's almighty. That means he has all power and all wisdom and all authority. He is almighty. He can do all things, and he has and he will. And so to praise him for being almighty, when our strength is weak, we can trust in him. Hey, let's take a break this morning and listen to our first song by Kelly and Carrie Nichols. This is called All Praise Rising.
All the music, all the
right, we're back this morning after listening to All Praise Rising. And the next verse that we want to talk about is from 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, "And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him." And so this is how Bob turned this scripture into a praise starter. He says, "I praise you because you are a loving God whose very nature is love." In other words, God is love, and we can praise him because he is a loving God. Now, we want to make sure and not get overbalanced on that. We'll talk about God as a God of justice in just a minute. But we can praise him, and we ought to praise him for the fact that he is love, and he loves us, and he wants us to live in that love. So 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, Romans chapter 3 and verse 26, Romans chapter 3 and verse 26 says that God demonstrated his justice at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in the Lord Jesus. You know, God is not just loving, but he's also just. He's righteous. He will take care of that which is wrong. Sometimes people think that God's just a wimp because he doesn't take care of things. Well, people mistake God's mercy for his acceptance or his acknowledgement or that it doesn't bother him. But I'll tell you what, God is a God of justice, and he will pay back every sin and wrongdoing. But fortunately, through Jesus Christ, we don't have to bear his wrath. Through Christ, God can be just and justify those who have faith in Christ Jesus. And so let's praise him for that. A prayer might go along the lines of, "Lord, I praise you and I magnify you who is just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus." God, I thank you that you're not a God that can be bribed or that kind of winks at injustice or sweeps it under the carpet. I'm glad that you'll take care of those. Now, again, we don't want God to be fair to us. I want my penalty to be paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, and to thank God that he was willing to do that for me. Thank you for his love. All right, so let's just review just a minute. We've talked about praising God as the Creator, praising God as the only God. There is only God, that he is an almighty God, that he is a loving God, and that he is a God of justice. All right, let's take a look at another praise starter, and this is from Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, that God is trustworthy. In other words, we can depend on him. He will be there for us. From Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, here is a way to praise him. "Heavenly Father, I give you my praise and adoration because you are a faithful God, keeping your covenant of love to 1,000 generations who love you and keep your commandments." You see, when people will trust God, then they will find him trustworthy. And even if we don't remain faithful, God still does to what he has said. And so I love that you're a faithful God, keeping your covenant to those who love you to 1,000 generations. But we certainly don't want to be on the other side of that. But we can praise him because he's trustworthy. How about from Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 31, Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 31, and there's so many other scriptures that we could use for all of these, but that God is a merciful God, that he's merciful. "You, O Lord, are a gracious and merciful God, and I praise you for your great mercy." Mercy is something that we don't deserve when someone's merciful to us, and we appreciate it when we're in those times when somebody shows us mercy when we don't deserve it. How much more a perfectly just, holy, loving God that he shows us mercy. Praise him for that. Acknowledge him for that. Just think about how merciful he's been to us in Christ Jesus. And boy, that can keep you praising him for quite a while. All right, let's go ahead and listen to our second song this morning. This is a song by Casting Crowns called "What If His People Prayed?" You see, when we praise God and start praying and asking God to move and bless and answer prayers according to his will, wow, what if his people prayed? And I know God's people do, but what if we prayed more enthusiastically and more determinedly and more faithfully and we'd pray and not give up? Hey, when we praise God, it helps to ignite our prayer life. So let's listen to this song this morning.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? If we prayed for those raised up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed? And those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own ways. He said that he would hear. His promise has been made. He'd answer loud and clear, yeah. If only
back for our last session this morning. Let's continue to talk about these praise stars. I hope these are exciting you and encouraging you to pray. And maybe you use many of these, but if not, I'd encourage you to put them into practice in your life. All right, let's talk about our next one. This kind of goes along with merciful God, but a patient God. Patient. From 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Father, I praise you because you are patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Thank you for your patience with me. You know, how often have we been impatient with people? And how often does the Lord remind us, hey, you know what? Don't forget, I've been patient with you. Maybe you should be a little bit more patient with others. And so this is a great prayer to praise God for, is that he is patient. I would hate to think what kind of trouble I'd be in if God wasn't patient. But I'm glad that he is patient with me. And he doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. So thank him for his patience with you, and then be patient with others. Praise him for that. Here's another one. God, my refuge, my fortress. From Psalm 62 and verse 7. Psalm 62 and verse 7. And there's quite a few psalms that allude to this idea of God, my refuge, my fortress. I praise you, Lord, for you are my mighty rock, my refuge. You know, boy, there's times when, whether you're in a really bad storm or it's thundering or lightning or hailing or raining or whatever it is, maybe it's a tornado where you live, it's sure nice to go to someplace safe, someplace secure, someplace where you know you're going to get away from all of the elements, if you would. Well, I'll tell you what, our God is much more than that for us spiritually. He is our mighty rock, our refuge. We can totally depend that we are safe in him and with him and as his people. And that is such a wonderful feeling, that confident assurance, that blessed assurance that God is our rock, our refuge, our fortress. The old hymn by Martin Luther, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. What an awesome song. And so we can praise God for those things in our life. Let's not forget him. And then finally, another one from Jude and verse 25. Jude and verse 25. I will give praise to you, my Father, the only wise God, my Savior. You know, we need to praise God for his wisdom and for his intelligence and for his glory and majesty and dominion and power. I mean, God is the only wise God, and he is all-knowing. In fact, he's omniscient. And so those are things that we can know, that he knows all things, that he knows a word before it's on our tongue, that he understands and he can see and know what is going to happen. I'm glad I serve a God like that, a wisdom that is beyond just the here and now, the things that we can see and recognize in time. God is over all those things. And so we need to praise God because of his wisdom and because of his intelligence. And who can know the mind of God? No one can except what he's revealed to us. But it's just overwhelming to be blown away by how great big God is. And how wise he is, and how intelligent he is. And so let's praise him for that. So let's review just one more time. This is just a few of the ones. And we're going to continue this next week because I think it's so important to praise God. So again, let's remember God as our creator. Praise him that he is the only God. There is no other. Praise him because he's almighty. Praise him because he's a God of love. That he's a God of justice. Praise him because he's trustworthy. Praise him because he is merciful. Praise him because he's our rock and our fortress. Praise him because he is patient, long-suffering with us. And praise him because he is the only wise God. Amen. Let's listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Petra, called This Is My Prayer.
First, I want to thank you, Lord, for being who you are, for coming to the rescue of a man who's drifted far, for calling me to be your son and calling me to serve, Lord, the is more than I deserve.
Keep up on
and feel the loneliness in me, in me. This is my prayer lifted to you, knowing you care even more than I do. This is my prayer lifted in your name. Your of what your grace can do to a generation struggling to find themselves in you. May they come to know the love of God. May their eyes be made to see. Give me the opportunity to share the truth that sets them free. And may revival's fire begin to burn, begin to burn. This is my prayer lifted to you, knowing you care even more than I do. This is my prayer lifted in your name.
Hey, thanks for listening this morning. We'd sure love to praise God with you together. If you're listening out there this morning and you don't attend a church, come on down and praise the Lord with us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We're located at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. We'd love to get to meet you. We'd love to praise the Lord with you together. You can learn more about us at our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. But again, we sure want to invite you to come and praise the Lord together. That's all for this week. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.